Welcome back to the channel, and in today's video we're going to compare the difference between zone 2 training and zone 4 training and question what is the best in order for you to improve your cycling performance. So without a shadow of doubt, let's dive in today's video. So if you're looking to improve your cycling performance and you're looking to understand which is the best training method for you, then we're just going to compare zone 2 training and zone 4 training. But first let's look at the difference between the two and what each one means in terms of performance gains. So zone 2 training is going to be helping to build your aerobic capacity. So this will allow you to cycle longer, further, without getting fatigued when it comes to those longer rides, which in a sense, the bigger your engine, the more you can have in reserve when it comes to those harder efforts in the future when it comes to climb or catching up from the back markers if you've been dropped, for example, on a sprint or to sprint into the finish line. So that bigger the aerobic base, the longer you can cycle for. Zone 4 training is working generally on more high intensity interval training, which is going to help you have more explosive power. These are going to work your fast twitch muscle fibers as opposed to the slow twitch muscle fibers when it comes to zone 2. And this will allow you then to have that explosive power to sprint away from the pack, to sprint up those climbs, those short punchy climbs, or even that intensity if you've been dropped, and just catch up with the group if you are struggling at the back at some point. So with that out of the way, let's look at the difference between the two and which could be the most beneficial to you when it comes to you as a cyclist. Zone 2 is going to be building aerobic capacity, and this will involve more slower, steady rides where you're cycling, where you're a little bit out of breath, being able to hold a little bit of a conversation, but again, not too easy and not too hard. This will allow you to build that aerobic base. And generally, the more you do, this will be a slow burn. So you will tend to increase your fitness gradually over a period of weeks, months, and years, and consistently over time. That's why generally, as people get older, especially runners and cyclists, just when it comes to endurance, improve over time because they build a big base of aerobic training over those years. When it comes to zone 2 training, you'll generally be working around 65% to 80% of your FTP. And generally the advice is to work more towards the lower end of your percentage ranges in order to manage fatigue throughout the week. So more zone 2 training will definitely build up a aerobic base, and this will also allow you to cycle for longer. So these are more steady state rides throughout the week, maybe 2 or 3 times a week, depending on your availability. So with that out of the way, let's look at zone 4 training. So zone 4 training is generally going to be helping to improve your lactate threshold. And this will allow you to be explosive out the gate, to sprint at the final end of a ride or have those punchy climbs and explode up those climbs more efficiently and get away from the pack. And this is generally working around 89% of your FTP. And these will be more high intensity interval training sessions that you'll be doing to improve your zone 4 efforts. These are going to help you improve your fast twitch muscle fibers, which will then allow you to be more explosive as a rider. And overall, you're generally going to see a bigger improvement in your overall fitness by doing more zone 4 training going forward as well. So now we've got that out of the way and we've looked at what is zone 2 and what is zone 4 training, let's compare the two. Overall, having a lot more zone 4 sessions in your week will certainly help you improve your fitness over time. And depending on how much time you have to ride, this might be actually the most beneficial training zone for you to be in if you only have the availability to ride maybe 2 or 3 times a week. However, if you have more time to ride and you want to ride 5 to 10 hours a week or more, then majority of your time probably needs to be around zone 2 training. This is because this will help you to manage your fatigue and lower your risk of injury, because the cons of zone 4 training is certainly increasing your risk of fatigue, overtraining and injury, because the intensity of the efforts are so severe that your body needs adequate time to rest and recover. Zone 4 session around your zone 2 efforts is probably going to be the best way to manage your fitness gains over a period of time, as opposed to doing all out zone 2 or all out zone 4. So it's really a balance between the two and making sure you cater that for you as an individual, depending on your time commitments and what you're looking to get out of your performance as a rider, what gains you're looking to improve on, and what time frame that's going to be within. So in my opinion, as a coach, I definitely advise more zone 2 training just to manage fatigue and see that steady increase in your fitness over time, That way, hopefully, you're not going to burn out and overtrain, which sometimes can give us actually be a hindrance to our performance in the future, because we might have to have time off the bike. We might lose interest in our training because we're training too hard. And that's one of the impacts of overtraining and burnout. So more zone two will allow you to build gradually, but also throwing in at least one or two sessions of zone four, just to make sure you're working those fast twitch muscle fibers, improving that explosive power, and actually seeing some progressive gains where you're used to pushing that limit a little bit more, getting your body outside of its comfort zone so you can ride harder and faster when you need to when it comes to those harder efforts out on the road. So that wraps up today's video. Love to know your thoughts on what you prefer when it comes to the training method that you choose to do, mainly when it comes to your cycling performance. Do you enjoy doing more zone two or zone four? Let me know in the comments below. And if you've been enjoying these videos so far, please give us a like, subscribe, and follow if you're enjoying them. It really helps out the channel, and we'll see you in the next one.